Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. Now, a young Murrurundi local has absolutely accomplished and a great achievement with the Great Cycle Challenge. He's raised money for such a worthwhile cause for kids with cancer, and he's on the line to talk a bit about it with me, and that is MacArthur Bennington. Good morning, MacArthur.
Good morning.
What inspired you to take up this writing challenge?
Well, about 2 months back, I was scrolling to my Instagram and I found the chance to win a check bike. So I looked into it a bit and it had an invitation for you to enter the Great Cycle Challenge. So I thought, this looks good, so I entered to raise money for children with cancer.
And so how did you fit such a big challenge into your month? I mean, I'm sure you must have had school and other activities.
Yeah, well, the first 4 days of October were holidays.
Mm.
And the rest, because I work horses in the morning, so the rest I just rode in afternoons and on weekends. But on some afternoons I have CrossFit, so I had to fit that in too.
And so then, how many kilometres did you end up riding in the whole month?
211.
Wow, 211. And I guess speaking of 200, that was your initial funds that you wanted to raise for kids with cancer?
Yes, it was.
And so, so then how much did you end up raising in the end?
I ended up raising $3,680.
Wow. And were you completely blown away by how much you had raised in that month?
Yeah. Because when I signed up, I didn't think I was going to get to 200 even. But I was amazed when I got to 3,680.
Wow. No, that is so incredible. And I guess the money does go to a worthwhile cause. Where does all the funds that you've raised go to?
It goes to the Great Cycle Challenge, which is an organisation that raises money for children with cancer. So it goes straight to them.
That is so wonderful, and I'm sure there's so many kids that are so appreciative of what you've done for them over that month. Also on the line with me is MacArthur's mother, Jennifer Bennington. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And so how do you feel seeing your son accomplish such a fantastic achievement?
We were extremely proud. When we came home and MacArthur had told us that he'd signed up for this, we were sort of, you know, unsure of what he had done. And then his great since his first sponsors, and they received a donation, so we felt, well, this is all above board. And he just did it himself, and he reached the $500 mark, and he received a Lycra shirt, a riding shirt, which he had no riding clothes. He was riding in his jeans at first, but he borrowed his father's old riding clothes and off he went, and he looked professional once he got that shirt on, and that was great. But we were just super proud.
And were you also surprised by how much was raised and how much support got behind MacArthur?
Absolutely. When he had pledged to do the 200 kilometres and raise that $200, I thought, gosh, is he going to make $200? I will have to fit the bill if he doesn't. But it was just, and it was so touching, the local community and friends who supported him and people, and not only in money, but just in their enthusiasm and their support as he'd be riding through the streets and down the stock route and around where he went each afternoon and on the weekends.
Absolutely. And MacArthur, I guess, did you have different routes that you took every day, or did you always trail your bike through the same type of paths?
Well, I've got one usual route that's about 1 kilometre. Mm. I do it a few times each day, but other than that, my big rides, they're all different. I ride.
And then yeah. I guess just finally as well, what is your next challenge that you might want to take up now? Have you put any consideration into it?
Sure, I have a fold you in a couple of days, so that's going to be a challenge.
But... Well, I guess it gives you plenty of time to think of what next great cause that you could potentially ride for again. But MacArthur and Jennifer, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.